What happened to Parker pens? The Parker Jotter was such a great pen. I loved them. They were reliable and not so expensive you could lose it, right? You could lose a pen and you felt good for the other guy. And now, quality control over 10, 15 years, they've lost the Parker pen. I asked a pen expert in Los Angeles about this the other day. He said, "You're exactly right. We don't carry them anymore. Parker, get with the program." Bernie Sanders says, "No more money to Netanyahu's war machine to kill Palestinian children." Here's a guy who was so lazy he got kicked out of a kibbutz for not pulling his weight. This guy, Bernie Sanders. No Jew, just some strange version of a communist. He reminds me, actually, of Marx himself, which, though Das Kapital is very readable, let his own children practically starve to death in poverty while he bathed in the limelight. What happened to the news? The Biden administration now admits flying 320,000 migrants secretly into the United States in 2023. Doesn't that seem like a front-page news story to you? The United Nations finally admits that Hamas raped corpses, carried out sexualized torture during the October 7th attack, and later in Israel. Isn't that news? Secret flights. Why? Why? Because Democrats need poor, dependent people to stay in business. If there isn't enough poverty at home, they gotta bring it in. That's what the open borders policy is about. Importing poverty, increasing misery, so that government can be the answer to everyone's problems, caused by government. But whatever the question, the right answer is usually less government. This is News Talk 1100.